Do you know the Muffin Man? Seriously, do you know him? I want his address. He owes me money. I've got 5 multiple choice questions for you on nursery rhymes. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. If you're brand new to this podcast, you can hit subscribe for new episodes every single day on your device. And if you like pop culture, and if you like trivia, and if you like playing along and answering questions on your commute while you're stuck in traffic, this is the show for you. Happy Thursday, day after hump day. Hope your Wednesday was filled with nonstop humping. Mine was filled with cleaning, fixing stuff around the house, etc. I fixed a garage door opener because I'm the only tall person in the house, so that made me feel very important. And then I fixed a clogged drain with one of those plastic snake things you get at the dollar store. You wiggle it down there. Sometimes it breaks off and makes a bigger problem, but I actually got it down there, twisted it, pulled it up, and got some gross stuff out, but it didn't do what I needed it to do. So I think the clog was deeper. So then I took one of those long metal snake things that we have in the garage, and I snaked it all the way down, and that fixed it. I've never felt like more of a dad in my life. And I just got a brand new pair of faded-looking dad jeans from Target for $13 on clearance the other day. So I'm really suited up to do these kinds of exciting activities in my house. I'm very close to coaching my kids in a sport I know nothing about, and that will complete the full transformation into being a dad. And then right like by my temples, when that hair starts to go a little gray or silver, but the rest of my hair is still brown, that's when I know I am I'm a real dad. My kid Annabelle woke me up the other day by saying, "Morning, Dad, drew you Frankenstein," which I decided to make the episode art for this episode today so you can all see it very easily. So check out your phone. It really made my day. As comedian Brody Stevens would say, enjoy it. Enjoy the art for my daughter, Annabelle. Morning, Dad. Drew you a Frankenstein. She handed me the picture and walked out of the room like, yeah, it's a day. And obviously, I needed to do this. And I'm checking it off my list of things I needed to do. And here it is. So enjoy that Frankenstein from Annabelle. Today's episode is all about nursery rhymes from a book I rented from the library called Mental Floss Trivia, Refreshing Facts Without the Ice Cream Headache. I've consulted this book before at Barnes & Noble. Sometimes I'll go to Barnes & Noble, spread out a bunch of trivia books, and grab some questions from those books for my live trivia nights. And this one I happen to see at the library, so now I can bring it home and rifle through it for some more content. So we'll be doing some episodes with this, and some of my live trivia nights will have some great questions. It's a very thick book. How many pages is this? Oh my God, 900 pages. It's like one of those kind of thick, small, fat ones, like a Bible. So this is my new trivia Bible, and I hope you enjoy the questions from it today on nursery rhymes. Hey, do you like Ren and Stimpy as much as I do? Well, then grab a Funko Dorb set of them from Comic-Con. That's right. I'll mail you a set if you join or upgrade to my $20 tier over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Join the other 30 people who love this show and the community that's growing of trivia lovers, and you'll get a ton of other awesome stuff at that tier level. You'll be part of our book club, so you get a book every month. You'll be in the magnet club. You'll get a magnet every month. You'll be in the postcard club. You'll get a postcard every month, and you'll get to pick a topic for the show monthly. So lots of cool perks, and right now, from now until the end of the month. So you have until March 31st, about 2.5 weeks, to hop over there and get the special offer. Check out the Ren and Stimpy set that you get for just joining the $20 level. And if you're already at the $20 level, you're going to get that set as well. So get excited for that. Okay, we're going to jump into these questions on nursery rhymes right now. So hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle and all that stuff. We're going to jump into it. Here we go. All right, nursery rhyme trivia. These are all multiple choice. So there's 5 of them, and let's see how many of these you can get. Question number 1, on what thoroughfare does the Muffin Man live? Number 1, on what thoroughfare does the Muffin Man live? Is it Crooked Road, Carnaby Street, Drury Lane, or Pie Corner? Number 1, on what thoroughfare does the Muffin Man live? Crooked Road, Carnaby Street, Drury Lane, or Pie Corner? Question number 2, in The Farmer in the Dell, what does the child take? In The Farmer in the Dell, what does the child take? Is it a nurse, the cat, a book, or his time? In The Farmer in the Dell, what does the child take? A nurse, the cat, a book, or his time? Question number three, whose wife could eat no lean? Is that Jack Horner, Jumping Jack, Jack Spratt, or Tommy Tucker? Number three, whose wife could eat no lean? Jack Horner, Jumping Jack, Jack Spratt, or Tommy Tucker? Question number four, how much did the pie man charge Simple Simon for a sample? Was it a sixpence, 2 bits, a farthing, or a penny? Number four, how much did the pie man charge Simple Simon for a sample? Was it a sixpence, 2 bits, a farthing, or a penny? And question number five, oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Swithin's, St. Clemens, St. Bremen's, or St. Simmons? I've never heard that in my life. Oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Swithin's, St. Clemens, St. Bremen's, or St. Simmons. All right, those are your five multiple choice nursery rhyme questions. We'll be right back with the answers to these kind of tough questions in just a second. All right, got the answers to the five questions on nursery rhymes. Let's see how you did on these tougher questions. Number one, on what thoroughfare does the Muffin Man live? Was it Crooked Road, Carnaby Street, Drury Lane, or Pie Corner? The answer was C, Drury Lane. Muffin Man lives on Drury Lane. Question number two, in The Farmer in the Dell, what does the child take? Is it a nurse, the cat, a book, or his time? It is a nurse. A nurse is the answer. A nurse. Number three, whose wife could eat no lean? Was it Jack Horner, Jumping Jack, Jack Spratt, or Tommy Tucker? The answer was Jack Spratt. Jack Spratt could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. Number four, what Shakespeare work includes the line, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears? Wait, that's not right. Number four, how much did the pie man charge Simple Simon for a sample? That was a penny. The answer was a penny, a sixpence, 2 bits, a farthing, or a penny. It was a penny. And number five, oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Clemens. I guess that makes sense. It couldn't say Swithin's because that doesn't rhyme with lemons, but Clemens, Bremen's, or Simmons. The answer was Clemens. So those are your five answers to the nursery rhymes from the Mental Floss book of trivia. Hope you did well. Hope you learned something. Hope you had some fun playing along with this episode. It's another solid episode of the show on your feed, in your mind, all wrapped up nice and neat for you today. Thanks for sharing this link with a friend. Challenge them to see how well they do on these five questions and then brag about who got more right. It's fun to do. If you love the show, leave an iTunes review. That would be awesome. I'd love to hear what you have to say. And if you dig the show, give it a bunch of great words and a nice 5-star review. That would be very cool for other people to find. A lot of people search the word trivia and come across the show, and that way these reviews and that search together will help them go, maybe I'll check it out. So thank you for doing that. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with Buds. Cheers.